If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're covering a bunch of AI stories. One out of Meta in regards to how they're trying to accelerate AI, and the other is OpenAI, and that they're soon going to be letting you sign in with ChatGPT on other apps. Now, this is interesting for a lot of reasons. I think it's kind of iconic. We see like signing with Google, signing with Facebook. It's like if you are the biggest company out there, like this is kind of what just happens. But we'll talk about some of the implications because I actually think this is interesting and some people may have not have thought of a lot of them. Before we do that, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about the school community?
Sure. Yeah. If you've ever wanted to get serious about using AI to either grow your business or actually make money on the side using AI, the school community is where you want to be. It's AI Hustle is what it's called. So you just go to school.com/AI Hustle and you can join a community of over 300 individuals who are all making money with AI, including us. So each week we release bonus episodes over there talking about specific strategies we're using to make money with AI. This week we recorded an episode with Jaden about how he's running Facebook ads targeting with AI to promote his wife's music. Anyways, it's only $19 a month. And if you sign up today, you can lock that price in forever because the price will go up eventually. So let's talk about OpenAI. Apparently now they're working on letting you try to sign in with ChatGPT and other apps. And I think this would be absolutely amazing because just this week I had quite a headache with ChatGPT because I got really excited for a second. I asked it to give me a bunch of lead magnet ideas for realtors. So I'm a aspiring real estate agent. I'm trying to grow my business. And so I'm trying to make a bunch of different lead magnets that I can do to collect emails for my email list. And it came up with some great ideas, but then it said, do you want me to create a Canva template with us all this information? And I said, let's go, let's do it. And it ended up just generating me an image of a Canva template instead of actually an editable version. So that was disappointing, but how cool would it have been if I actually would have been able to log in and then have it create an editable template for me over in Canva that I could then take over and tweak and export. So I'm excited about this. Jaden, what do you think about it? What have you heard?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is interesting. Like I mentioned earlier, like this is kind of indicative of you being a really big company. It's one of the largest consumer applications in the world, right? So we have about 600 million monthly active users as of the last time that OpenAI reported on it. And so it seems like they're trying to get into a whole bunch of other areas. They're looking at online shopping. They're looking at social media. They're looking at personal devices with Johnny Ive, right? Like they're just getting this huge user base and now they're expanding into all of these other areas. So now this is going to be kind of the latest one, which is signing with ChatGPT. We're seeing them already start to compete with a lot of tech companies in big areas. The thing that I think is interesting is like we saw the same playbook from Facebook. They bought Oculus, the VR headset, and then they made you sign in with Facebook to use the Oculus. People got mad. I think they might have actually changed that to make it so you could actually sign up with an email at some point. But that was kind of like one of their big things. And people that wanted to try the Oculus just had to have a Facebook account. And a lot of people had a gripe about that. But that was kind of what they did. Now, it's interesting because OpenAI is going down the same pathway, right? They're making consumer devices with Johnny Ive. We don't know what it's going to be. Maybe a smart speaker, maybe a hologram. Who knows? They've just released a teaser video, but they haven't said what their product is. But they're kind of going into all of these other areas. And I think what they want to avoid is like, let's say they make a social media company, or which they've mentioned that they'd be interested in doing, kind of like an image sharing thing with their image generation, maybe like Instagram, but it's AI generated images. They wouldn't want to make a social media company and be like, sign in with Apple or sign in with Google or sign in with Facebook. Like now all of a sudden, these are their competitors. Google's their competitor on search and Facebook's their competitor on social media. So like they need their own sign in thing. And of course, they just have regular email over on ChatGPT. But like, I think what they want to do is, yeah, make it so that you can use that same account on more services. And then all of a sudden, they've come to the realization that if they're doing that for their own services, they should probably do it for other people's services, which I think my understanding of why they would do that bleeds into the fact that if they can make us sign in with ChatGPT on other services, maybe there's ways that they can get data or information about other people. They can kind of grow their footprint. More people will recognize them. They're, if nothing else, that like sign in with ChatGPT, their logo and name is going to be on every consumer application. So it's like free advertising. I think there's a lot of benefits that kind of go along with that.
Interesting. It says OpenAI, it's talking about their API, which I think is interesting. And developers, earlier this month, they launched a preview of the sign-in with ChatGPT experience for their developers. And it let them connect their ChatGPT free plus or pro accounts to their API accounts. They offered $5 in API credits to sign in with ChatGPT, and pro users $50 in API credits. What is this tell you? What does this have to do with anything?
I think that they're essentially just trying to get developers used to using this and actually doing it. So they're literally incentivizing people, like they're paying them to actually use it and to integrate it. And so I think it just shows that they're trying to push it. A bunch of people are talking about it on Twitter as well, about, you know, how big of a deal it is. Right now, I think TechCrunch says the developer interest form asks for companies to specify their app's user base, ranging from tiny companies with fewer than 1,000 weekly users to massive apps with over 100 million weekly users. The form asks, so it's talking about the form to like sign up if you want to get access to this. The form asks developers how they charge for AI features today and whether they're customers of OpenAI's API. So essentially, I think one of the big things that they're doing is data collection on this. If you sign up, or if you'd like to like use a sign-in with OpenAI feature, you got to apply for it, you got to fill out this form. And when you do, they're asking you all these questions. How many users do you have? How much money are you making? You know, all of these different things about your customers. So like, I think it's like in a clever way, they're getting data and analytics on like different software competitors, which could be competitors, because if they're using AI tools, now all of a sudden they're able to know, like, I guess, yeah, that's probably another really big one, is just the data, right? So if you're signing in with ChatGPT, that usually would mean you're using some sort of, you have AI features and on your product. And so now all of a sudden ChatGPT is getting analytics and data for what software companies are getting the most logins, which ones are the most used. And maybe that's where they should focus next. We saw they almost did a, you know, like a $3 billion acquisition of one of the top AI coding tools, Windsurf. And like, how did they decide to try to buy Windsurf instead of Cursor or any other AI tool, AI coding tool? Maybe they had like some sort of insights from that. And maybe if they have this sign in with ChatGPT, all of a sudden they'll have insights into, you know, thousands or millions of tools that now they kind of know like what areas are most popular, what areas to focus on, who's getting the most logins. There's a bunch of data that I think is kind of interesting for them.
Well, it's interesting you say that. So I've found over the past month that ChatGPT has been recommending a lot of different tools to me that it hasn't in the past. For example, I was trying to set up a website, my Shopify domain got froze, and so I was pretty frustrated. So Shopify is $350 a year for my plan, which is pretty expensive just for basically a email collection site. You know, it suggested to me this tool called Card, or a company called CARRD, and it's $20 a year. So it's like saved me a ton of money. But it's interesting that it would suggest that. It's almost like free marketing for that company. Same with the Canva thing. If I wasn't a Canva Pro user and ChatGPT suggests that I use Canva or offers a template, that's like free marketing for them. So do you think there's like an advantage to these companies to signing up and letting people sign in with ChatGPT?
Yeah, I think like ChatGPT will incentivize people, like we've seen, right? They're offering $5, $50 incentives per you know, account that's setting up these things. So they'll offer a bunch of incentives. And then I think it's all about, the data that they can actually collect from the companies. So they're just going to get all this information, which some people will be happy about. I don't think anyone's necessarily happy about it. Some people will be mad about it pretty much. But I do think it's really useful, beneficial for them. So kudos to them. And there is real benefit. 600 million monthly active users. A lot of people have a ChatGPT account, and maybe it'll make it easier to do one click sign in. So this should be interesting. The one other thing that I wanted to mention, interesting news that's happening this week, is that over at Meta, they have reportedly split their AI team into multiple teams to build their products faster. So there's a report that came out of Axios that's talking about this. But now their AI company is going to have a product team or an AGI foundation unit. They didn't actually cut any jobs in this. So they're just like splitting it and making it faster. I think this is interesting. Essentially, their AI product team is going to be focused on consumer facing efforts. So they have any of the AI that's inside of like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and also the new Meta AI app. So they have kind of like a whole unit just focusing on that. And then the AGI Foundation unit is going to focus more on some of the bigger picture efforts, like actually making the Llama model better. And this is interesting because it's just getting so competitive right now with all of these different AI companies that they're really going to crazy lengths to try to just be the fastest. We saw some craziness out of Google last week with everything that they announced and their new VO3 video generator. So yeah, I think we're just going to expect a lot more competition coming down the pipe. And at the end of the day, data is king with all of this. So this is probably why OpenAI is rolling out the new login with ChatGPT. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. If you enjoyed the episode or if you learned anything new, make sure to leave us a rating review wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, make sure to check out the school community. If you're not a member already, we recorded an awesome episode this week. It's only published over there, all about some, I shared video share screenshots, deep dives into some Facebook campaigns and some AI things I think could really help any company with AI video. So you can go check that all out. Thanks so much for tuning in and we will catch you next time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.